Well, hello, Michael. Thank you for coming on the This Day in Metal show today. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I've been knocked down for about a week. I caught some bug somewhere, and it did a number on me. I'll tell you that right now. But I'm feeling a lot better today.
Well, that's good. Glad to hear that, because you don't want to cancel that tour that's coming up. So,
no,
make sure you're in prime shape for that.
I guess I'm glad I got it. I got it out of the way. You know, because it's I've gotten sick during rehearsals on tour before, and that never works out well.
No, that's whatsoever. Never good.
Nope.
So you're here today to talk about the new Stryper album, When We Were Kings. The last few Stryper albums have been really heavy, like there's almost borderlines onto the thrash music. What can you expect fans to hear on this new album? What's it going to sound like?
Well, this new album still has a heavy side to it. Everyone's heard that already with End of Days. There's a few other tracks on the album that are heavy, for sure. And have a groove, heavy, just guitar-driven kind of style. But at the same time, I think there's a little bit more of the melodic side of Stryper on this album.
Okay.
Little more melody and a little more like the old days, not 100%. We're not trying to relive the old days or go back to that sound. I mean, I think we're always going to have similarities to the classic days and the early days with the harmonies and the guitars and the tone and the drum style and just all the little signature things that we all add to the sound, the Stryper sound. But I mean, we're living in 2024, so we're always trying to do different things without alienating our fan base. Mm-hmm. And I think we did a pretty good job of that on this album. This one in particular kind of stands out from all the rest, in my opinion, in terms of a perfect merge of the past with the present. It really seemed to work out on this one. And so far, the fans' reactions have backed that up and said the same thing.
So have you done a few videos for the album yet? Or?
We've done the official music video was just released a few days ago for When We Were Kings. We weren't able to be in the video ourselves,
okay, because
of multiple reasons, things going on that just didn't allow us to do so. So we thought it would be great to compile old footage and video and make people feel like we're all jumping in a time machine and going back to 1986 again. And I think the director, the guy that did all the directing and editing and whatnot, Gavin, just did a killer job. Gavin Holmes. Amazing. But we're going to be doing another video for Betrayed by Love.
Okay.
And I'm actually going tomorrow to do some shooting for that. And it's going to be really cool, man. That's a great song as well, because it's a little different style. It's a ballad, but it's not. It's not sweet. It's not syrupy. It's not sticky. Like, honestly, but it's really a cool song, man. A little bit more of the darker side of the band, for sure.
Do you have any particular songs that you enjoy singing on off the new album? Like, have you?
Well, I haven't sung any yet. I haven't performed any songs yet. We're going to perform those songs for the first time at rehearsals coming up in about 2 weeks.
Okay.
So I'll find out. We've got 3 songs in the set already. And you know, we're doing quite a long set, about 23 songs, I think.
Well, that's quite
a so it's very difficult to fit songs from every album into a set with Stryper. It gets more and more difficult as we release new albums. So we've got a big catalog, and it's hard, man. Very hard.
The band has released an album almost now every 2 years now. Are you surprised at the pace of putting these albums out?
No. I mean, back in the day, we used to release an album every year. So, you know, comparatively, we're not releasing albums as fast or as quickly as we used to. I mean, we released 5 albums from 84 to 90.
Right.
five albums in 6 years, not including all the singles and whatnot. So, you know, we're trying not to oversaturate and do too much, and also allow room for some of the side projects that I do and the solo albums that I do as well. Mm-hmm. It's just tricky, you know, trying to figure out when to release everything and how to do it and make sure it doesn't overlap. And it's not easy, but at the same time, I don't want to be sitting around. I that's the last thing I want to do is sit around for 4 months doing nothing, saying, hey, what are we doing next? That's not me. It never will be me. That's why I keep releasing projects and I have new things going on all the time. And that's the way it'll go down with Michael Sweet until I can't do it anymore.
Awesome. That's good to hear. My friend wants to know what happened to the Yellow and Black Attack album. He can't find it on any streaming services. Do you know what's up with that, or do you have any?
You know, that's a good question. We have there's a label called Hollywood that has control over our old catalog, and God knows what they're doing with it. Who knows?
It's too bad.
I don't even know what to tell you. You know, I wish we had complete control over that. Someday we will.
Right.
And, someday soon we will. And we'll be able to do whatever we want and do some great re-releases and remasters and new artwork and some really cool stuff. And that album, of course, will definitely get its fair share.
Awesome. That's good to hear. And I want to say congrats on 40 years in the music business. Recently, Aerosmith has stopped performing, and I assume in the future, Judas Priest and Iron Maiden will be doing the same. Honestly, do you ever think Stripe would be last this long, 40 years?
I mean, no, I definitely did. And I left in 92, and I thought that was it. You know, and that wasn't even 10 years. So I had no idea. And it's to see that, you know, we reformed and now we're celebrating 40 years as a band, releasing music and touring on and off, whatnot, is just astonishing and very humbling, you know, because things could have turned out differently.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we some people tragically and sadly are not here with us. And that's why these bands break up or mm-hmm. they can't continue on the right way or the same way or what have you. We're very fortunate that we've been able to do that, continue on. And we got three of the original lineup guys, you know, myself, Oz, Robert, and then we have Perry Richardson from Firehouse. So it's a really great lineup, and we're still able to bring what we need to bring to the table, I believe, and to do so with integrity, you know. I really feel like we're not compromising our integrity.
Speaking of health issues, how's Oz Fox been doing? I know he had to.
He's doing really good. Doing really good, and bouncing right back and doing far better than expected, man, for sure.
Well, that's definitely good to hear. So the tour kicks off September 11th in Greenville, and ends in North Myrtle Beach on November 16th. Do you expect the band to add any more to shows to the tour?
I think so. I think there'll be some more shows added, and certainly in the next year. We're talking about doing a tour of Australia, Japan, South America, Europe. We haven't been to Europe on a tour since 2010. Way overdue. Yeah, Canada, of course. Maybe some more U.S. dates. So it's going to continue into next year. At least that's the goal.
Okay.
And we'll see how that goes. And we're just really excited about this album. And we want to make sure that it gets its fair shot and shake. And it's got a lot of longevity if it does. It's got some great stuff on it. And we want to make sure that we can go out and support it properly.
Awesome. Not sure if it was you, but someone posted on YouTube that the band wants to do 21 albums before they retire. You retire. Well, is there any reasoning to that? Or was that you that posted that on YouTube? Or...
I did. I've said that a lot of times in interviews, recent interviews, many times. And the reason why, I was kind of poking fun at the 21 cymbal thing. Rob always talked about 21 cymbals, 21 drums. The number 21 is seven times three sevens. We use three sevens a lot. Everyone knows that. So I just figured 21 is a good number according to scriptures and according to God. It's favored. And, you know, I felt like let's try to make it to 21. We're doing pretty good. We're getting close.
You're getting close. What is it, 16 albums now or 15?
I think this is 16 studio albums, if you include the acoustic. When We Were Kings is 16. So that means we've got five more to go, which is totally doable. That if every 2 years, that's 10 years.
Right.
So it's doable. And I'd love to have 21 Striper, and I'd love to have 21 solo, too. I've got two more solo albums in the works, one completed, one almost completed. And when I release those two, I think I'll be looking at 13 or 14 solo albums.
Wow, I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I want to do 21 solo albums as well. That's my goal, to hit 21 with that. It's just one of those cool goals to try to reach. And I think it's reachable and doable without compromise. I don't want to compromise any of the music at all.
Right. You recently did a cover of the Firehose song, All She Wrote, as a tribute to CJ Snare. I posted this on Facebook, and the video took really off. Like, I had like 200,000 views of it. I'd like to thank you. That was a great tribute to him. Can you tell me about your relationship with CJ and what this tribute mean to you?
Well, CJ was someone that I did not know well personally. I mean, I always saw him. We hugged each other. Hey, what's up, dude? You know, we knew each other in that way. And he was a friend in that way.
Right.
But I didn't know him one-on-one as much as I would have liked to. We go way back. We played with CJ when Perry was in a band called Max Warrior, pre-Firehouse, with CJ, Perry and CJ. And Striper played with them. And I know that they had a lot of respect for Striper and admired the band and whatnot. And, you know, from then to now, our paths crossed probably 100 times. Mm-hmm. I mean, many times over the years. So it's tragic for me to see and hear and know that he's gone. And just way too young, such a great guy. An amazing talent, and he's gone. And, you know, but at the same time, it makes me realize, like, you know, we're all going to be gone someday. Mm-hmm. Our time is coming for each and every one of us. It'll come knocking on our doors. And That's why the message of Striper is so important. We want to make sure that everyone has their lives and their hearts right, you know, and don't just invest. Don't put all your time and effort and investments into your time here on earth. Mm-hmm. That's just the blink of an eye. It's over, here and gone. Mm-hmm. But eternity is forever. It will go on infinitely. And that's why it's so important. And CJ, he was a great guy. Perry obviously knew CJ very well. They spent a lot of time together. And he was also heartbroken. And, you know, that was the least we could do, is pay our respects to CJ by dedicating a song to him.
Like I said, that was a great cover. They got a lot of responses on Facebook for doing that. I appreciate that you covered the band. Right. I should know this, but I think I forgot. You played with rock legends Boston years back. What was it like to play with a legendary band like Boston?
Well, I mean, Boston was the first album I ever bought. And if I had to pick an album that was most influential on me, I would say Boston. The first Boston album, it changed me as a musician. It made me want to be a better singer, a better guitar player, a better songwriter, a better producer. Just a better all-around musician. And I know it did that for a lot of musicians. But what was different about me is the fact that I think there's some little similarities of Striper and Boston. You can hear it in the guitar tone.
Right.
You could hear it in the harmony sometimes. Harmony guitars primarily. And then you fast forward to 2007, and here I am joining Boston. So it was a full circle thing, really odd and out of the ordinary and miraculous, really. And here I am joining Boston. I was a member of Boston. And to know that Tom admired what I do enough to bring it into what Boston did and does was just off the charts. Kind of blew my mind. Very, very humbling and mind-blowing. So I'm very honored to have been a part of that. Really cool.
It's good to hear. Can we expect a new Sweet and Lynch album in the future? Do you know if that's going to happen? Or
I hope not.
Okay. Is there a reason for that?
Or? Oh, man. Don't get me started on that. What I mean by that is, God, there's so much. That's a whole other interview.
We can leave that for another time.
I love Sweet and Lynch. I love George. I think we created some really great music. But it's just sad to think that it most likely will never tour. Nothing will ever come of it. And that's a bummer.
True.
Because it should. I actually think out of all the projects I've done and all the projects George has done, that if we went out and did a Sweet and Lynch tour, it would probably be very successful.
I think so.
Comparatively, compared to other tours. I think it would really do well, but I don't know that it will ever happen. And that's what's sad about it. And I don't think the album's got the fair, the shot in the arm from the machine as much as they should have. I think there were some great tracks on it, and it could have done a lot better. And, you know, would have, could have, should have, whatever. Really cool stuff, I thought. And I think a lot of fans thought so as well. And it's just sad to see where it went or where it didn't go, I should say. But maybe, who knows, you know. I'm kind of doing other things, and George is doing other things, and it's all good. But who knows? We'll see.
You did a cover of the Black Sabbath song, Heaven and Hell, before. Is there any other bands that you'd love to cover their songs? Like, any stick out?
Oh, man.
Or that you did before?
We talk about doing another covering album, and I know some of the bands that we've thrown out as potential songs or bands that would make the cut that influenced us. You know, we talked about bands like Styx. Definitely had some sort of an influence because we listened to the Styx. I did a lot back in the day.
I love Styx.
Lover Boy. I listened to them a lot back in the day. And then some other bands that you might not be expected, like Bad Company, Fog. Maybe another Van Halen song, another Priest song, another Maiden song. But there's so many bands, Yesterday and Today, YNT, huge influence on us. So we would definitely have to do a song by them. So it would be very fun and very cool to do another covering album and pick the song. I look forward to that. I've talked about that for years, but that's going to happen someday soon, for sure.
That'd be awesome. So an up-and-comer singer named Krista Jordan just recently did cover the Striper song, To Hell with the Devil. I recommend you checking her out on YouTube. I'm not sure if you did or not, but she's really good at covering you. What do you think of younger singers getting into Striper and covering your music?
It's always flattering and humbling, and you know, it's just always a joy to see. Really cool. I just posted something from a band, and I can't, off the top of my head, recall.
I've seen the post on Instagram that you did.
Yeah, and they were great. I saw them. I saw it on YouTube. I'm like, wow, this is really cool. So I posted it. And yeah, it's always just incredible to see that. And I think it's great, man, when young musicians respect and honor older musicians in bands. That's an incredible thing. It shows me that they're paying respect to the band for maybe having an influence on them and helping them along the way. It's really cool to see.
Awesome. Future American Idol judge Randy Jackson did bass cover or bass guitar on Stryper's cover Earth, Wind, and Fire's Shining Star. What was it like to have Randy on there?
It was amazing. I mean, we kind of knew that we wanted a funky style on that song. And in the back corners of our mind, we had Randy in mind. And somebody knew Randy, made a call to Randy, and he was able to come fly in. He was working with Billy Idol at the time. He was able to fly in and come and play on that song. And he just killed it. He knocked it out of the park.
That's awesome.
It was next level to be able to see him play, perform that song in person in the studio. Mind blowing. So good. What a killer groove and killer player. Wow. And he dug us too. He thought what we did with the Shining Star was really cool. And he was very complimentary.
Right. Chris Jericho used to went to the ring and used to have a yellow and black outfit. I'm not sure. Have you ever been on his podcast, This is Jericho?
I've done interviews with Chris. He's a dear friend of mine. He comes to see us all the time. We text each other all the time. He's a wonderful guy. I have done his podcast before. Yep. And I think I'm long overdue to do it again. But yeah, he's a great guy, man. And he's a big supporter of the band. Huge.
Right. Awesome. Well, it was nice to have you on the show today. I appreciate everything that Stryper does. You're spreading God's love through heavy metal music or rock music, and a lot of people don't refer to it as heavy metal. But I really appreciate it. Is there any way to fans to order the pre-order the album? Is it Stryper.com or?
Yep, they can pre-order at Stryper.com. Absolutely. Of course, if they have Prime, Amazon Prime or whatever, they can pre-order it there as well. Anywhere where you can buy music. But yeah, we have limited edition vinyl and stuff like that at Stryper.com. So it's kind of cool. You can go there and check it out. And, you know, I tell you what, man, we're just thrilled to still be releasing music and still be touring. And we can't wait to get out on the road and see everybody out there on the road. It's going to be amazing. First show's on the 11th of September. Album comes out 13th of September, When We Were Kings. It's going to be incredible.
Awesome. We're totally looking forward to it. And I love listening to Stryper, and I'm glad you came and did this today with us. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. Appreciate it, man.
Thank you very much, and take care, buddy.
You have a good one. God bless you, my friend.
God bless you, too. Take care.
Take care.